Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're now recording. Last time we talked about Allah is creating. Allah is the balanced, is the most balanced, and His creation is the balanced creation. When He creates balanced creation. And we give example about the balanced and the balance that Allah created in the laws of nature. Just quickly, who remembers a couple of those examples? Huh?
Like the car,
No, about the balance that Allah created.
Oh yeah, I know. Uh-huh. Like the mountains and the earth and how like they make it so that, or like how the earth is so close to the sun that it's not like too close so that it will burn, and it's not too far so that like you can't see the sun.
Okay, yeah. So it's balanced. Yeah. Huh?
He kind of stole my idea.
Okay, how about the oxygen?
Yeah, the oxygen.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, huh?
if there was too much, we breathe out carbon dioxide, but then the plants take it in and then they
generate oxygen.
Yeah. Yeah.
If there is no such a thing, then we run out of
oxygen.
That's right. How about the fresh water? Any ones? Go ahead.
The water evaporates from the sea, and then the clouds make it other places.
Yes, the sun evaporates water from the seas and oceans, and then the wind makes it rain, and otherwise we run out of fresh water.
Right. Well, we can just go to
it doesn't matter if there is no, if there's no balanced system, then it doesn't matter how long, but we will run out of water. Period. No water. Right?
Yeah, everybody's going to die in 30 days.
The people are going to die.
Well, you can
also, the oxygen. If we only consume oxygen and there are no plants to produce oxygen, okay, we will die. Oxygen will run out.
Very soon.
No. Oxygen will run out.
They cut down trees. Are they trying to kill people?
No, not that bad. There are so many trees in the planet. But anyway, let's go back to this focus here. So Allah created things in balance, right? So, and then I asked you guys in the homework, I think, or maybe in the classroom, to give me another example showing the balance that Allah has created. Did you come up with?
I came up with the one that was like, I thought, like, you did it in an earlier lesson, but it was like the copper compared to the earth. Like, there's...
Oh, yes. Okay. The
I did that.
Yeah, the mountains, if we don't have mountains on the earth crust, it will shake like this. Okay? Because it's floating over lava. So it will shake. But Allah creates mountains so that the mountain is pushing the earth crust down. And the lava is pushing it what? Up. So my hand is the mountain weight. And my left hand is the lava pushing up. So they both, they push it like this. So what happens now? It's like what?
Even.
Holding it.
Yeah.
It's like holding it like that. Okay? Go ahead.
One is balance between people that have weapons and don't. Because if there's a lot of people with weapons, it would get out of hand.
No. These are not the laws of nature.
Oh, you meant nature.
Yes, laws of nature that Allah has made. Balanced and nobody can change it.
Sunlight and just like
day and
night. Yeah.
Yes, they have a balance between the day and night.
If there was only sunlight,
you can't sleep.
Yeah. You have also a balance between winter and summer.
And
they balance out. You have also
winter all the time, all the machines will freeze and all that.
You have also birth and death, like for the animals that we depend on, cows, camels.
Balance between the seasons, like if it's
chicken, there is death and birth. They balance out so that we don't run out of chicken or meat or anything.
Or humans.
Okay.
There are too many humans.
There's not too many. There's
so
because of you, there's too many.
So basically,
there's only too many in India
because of you, there's too many.
Okay, that is the first part that we talked about. Is that Allah? That Allah has created things in due balance, in balance. Okay, and then He said, "Wasama'a." He said, "Wasama'a." رفعها ووضع الميزان. This is والأرض رفعها ووضع الميزان. So, leave the ayah for me. I'm going to just put some stuff on it. So this ayah, it means that here, this is a mizan. So what is the meaning of the word mizan?
Balance.
Balance. Balance is one L or two?
One.
Balance. Okay? So this is balance. So then in the next ayah, Allah says, Allah tatghaw fil mizan. Allah tatghaw. المزان. Here, don't transgress. So here, right down here.
Well,
don't transgress against the balance that Allah created. Transgress.
How do you spell that?
Do you understand what transgress mean?
Transgender.
No.
Can you come up with a better word than transgress here? The law saying don't go and transgress against the balance that I've created. Or don't violate it.
Yeah, violate it.
Okay. All right. So
don't mess with the laws of nature.
Don't
violate.
Don't violate. Don't violate the balance that I created. Allah tatghaw fil mizan.
Created.
Okay. And then the next ayah. وَأَقِيبُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ.
Can you guys read it?
Yeah, okay.
And then here. وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ ولا تخسروا الميزان. Which means here, which means that establish the balance and don't violate the balance. Establish the balance and don't violate the balance.
How can, okay. I mean, it can't violate a lot of the balances because if it's natural...
Right, but there are balances under our control. The balances under the control of Allah are the balances for the laws of...
Nature.
Okay. Can we break them?
Yeah.
No. Allah did not give anybody the ability to alter or change the laws of nature. Only who Allah will make it a miracle, in the form of a miracle. Like Prophet Jesus alayhi salam is born with a mother without a father. That's against the laws of nature, right? That's called a miracle. So Allah makes miracles, but there are very few. Go ahead.
So basically, so what I'm trying to say is like, you kind of like, how if you drop a nuke out of like some place, it'll just blow up the whole world.
Okay. So establish balance, but and do not violate balance. So these are the ayahs we're hearing. Now then we said there are balance established by Allah and the laws of nature. Nobody can change. Okay. And if somebody tries to change that, then you end up with problems like ozone layer problem and things like that. Or global warming. And there is a balance that Allah left up to you to keep. You keep that balance. Okay? And you can keep it or you can violate it. It's up to you. And that is the balance that we are judged against in the Day of Judgment. Like, whether you kept this balance or you didn't keep this balance. Okay, I'll take pictures of these so that you can.
Oh, this one sucks. Where's the other one?
How does the other chair do?
It's more just goodbye.
Okay, so you can erase everything just. And then we took an example of the balance that we are required to keep. It is our responsibility to keep this balance, which was the balance between the body and
the soul.
The soul. Yeah.
Wait. I'll write it down.
So balance. If you eat too much, then you're
between.
Then you have violated the balance.
So like eating,
and God knows what will happen to you.
Very interesting.
Balance
between. That's too small.
So we give an example. We give an example of somebody driving a car.
That's a car?
Yeah.
It's a nice car.
This is the body.
It's really big. It's a big car. It's a truck, everyone.
Car is the body.
Body.
Driver. Shh. Driver is the soul.
Here, I'll write it. I'll drive here. But underneath.
Okay? Actually, it's easier for you to just take this one and write it there.
Right.
Or let's just leave it. Just continue from there. Okay?
Last time you said the steering wheel was the soul.
There's what?
The steering wheel.
No, the driver was the soul.
The driver.
The driver.
The driver has the red color.
I'm just testing it.
Okay, and we require to keep the balance. We require to keep the balance. We said the body gets sick, right? The soul gets sick. The body, I'll explain. The body gets hungry.
The soul
gets hungry. The body.
Example.
The body. The body has the body has viruses that will make the body ill, and the soul has viruses. The body needs vitamins and stimulants, and the soul needs vitamins and stimulants.
Okay? Isn't that like we can like inject something into our soul, give it like vitamin D?
No. One extreme, if you take a very, very good care of your body, like we do, most of us do that, good. You shower every other day or every day. You eat good food. You go to the gym. You go to the what?
The gym.
You go to the gym. And you do all these kind of things that makes your body healthy. Do all these things that makes your body
healthy.
Okay? And then when it comes to your soul, you don't feed your soul anything other than garbage.
Garbage.
Then your soul will
be bad.
Get sick and then die at the end.
When your soul dies, is that when you die?
No. There are people who are walking dead. Walking dead meaning they are alive just like you and
zombies.
Me.
Zombies.
They are alive just like you and me. But their hearts are dead. Not autopilot. Like you see, people have no problem killing 500 other people, just like that.
They don't have a conscience.
Exactly, dead conscience, which is dead heart.
So it's pretty much like they have a second life.
No. They have a heart that sees.
What is the second life?
No,
has
the
to
heart
do
is. Oh, I understand. Like your soul dies. Oh, okay.
Your soul is dead, meaning that.
That's how big this hurts.
You are no longer human.
This is how big my heart is.
You're acting like an animal.
Yeah. What
Like the serial killers, the serial killers, the serial rapists.
Actually, this is helping. Oh. So it's like they don't feel grief for anything. So it's like they don't feel grief for anything. It's like they kill somebody.
Exactly.
Because they don't have a sense of right and wrong.
Some people.
Exactly, because they don't have because they don't have conscience. Their conscience is dead. Okay.
Dead.
So there are people. Like I'll give you an example, an easy example. How about the Pharaoh? He was alive.
Yeah,
but his heart was
who?
The Pharaoh.
The people from the
water. Now let's just. You got the idea, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think I have an example.
So now we want to see what are the spiritual vitamins or the spiritual motivations in the Quran. We said there are three spiritual motivations in the Quran.
That was terrible.
What are they?
Cereal.
First of all?
Remembering Allah, right?
Okay, loving Allah.
That was terrible.
So what is the first? What is the first spiritual vitamin?
Love Allah.
Hang on.
What is the second spiritual vitamin?
Remembering Allah.
No.
Fear.
Let's make fear last. Number two is the greed to go to Jannah.
What do I write?
The spiritual vitamins. One.
Oh, okay. Spiritual vitamins.
Cereal.
One. Love Allah.
I don't care.
Cereal.
Okay. Shh, please focus. Focus with me here. Focus. Will you please focus with me?
S-E-R-I-A-N.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought we were doing.
Oh my God.
Serial killer.
Okay.
That is not serial.
Are we going to pay attention now?
That's what he said.
Okay.
Spiritual vitamins.
Please speak right quietly. Okay. So spiritual vitamins. The spiritual vitamins, we said, how many they are?
Three.
What are they?
Loving Allah.
Love of Allah. Shh. The first one is what?
Love of Allah.
And the second one?
A fear of Allah.
Greed to go to Jannah.
Greed to go to Jannah.
And then the third one is reading Quran. What are those reading Quran?
Third one is?
Fear
of Allah's punishment.
Correct.
Okay, so who can repeat them? Repeat them. The three spiritual vitamins.
First one,
spell spiritual.
Loving Allah. Mm-hmm. Number two,
I spell greed.
Greed to going to Jannah.
Mm-hmm.
And three is to fear Allah.
Fear going hellfire. Fear of punishment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fear of punishment. Okay? So if these three things are alive in your heart,
you'll go to Jannah, right?
You'll be a righteous person.
Jannah.
Okay.
So,
usually, typically, like for us, we're weak people. So what happens is that we are up and down. Up and down.
Okay.
We're sometimes upholding these three values very well and observing. And sometimes we're down and we're not paying attention to this. Go ahead.
But if there's like a greed to go to Jannah, isn't that disrupting balance?
Why?
Like too much?
When you sacrifice. Like, okay, I'll tell you something. If I ask you to donate something and you don't get anything back, not even hasanat.
I would still do it.
But very, very few people would be motivated. But if I tell you that donate something, God will reward you.
Everybody
will pay you back.
Be like, okay, let's go.
So then you want to donate good stuff, like good brand
actually,
new stuff.
Actually, that kind
expensive.
Of won't happen because usually if you do sadaqah and stuff like that, you have to come.
But
could you?
Just be quiet. No, I can't.
You got the idea here?
No.
I would still do it.
So, when you have greed to Jannah, you have desire, strong desire to go to Jannah, it will motivate you to sacrifice. It will motivate you, clothes, money, time, effort. The very precious things are time.
I gave my Eid present to a little girl because she was poor.
What was your Eid present?
See, she's doing that because she is expecting Allah to pay her back.
I was seven.
This is okay. Now, this is if you do not have the intention, usually, if you're an adult, there is an intention in your heart. I'm giving this present because I love Allah and I want to go to Jannah and I'm afraid of the punishment of Allah. So I do that. These are the three things to keep in mind all the time. You become as good as how long you can keep them in your mind.
Then what should they
Some people keep those vitamins or like those spiritual motivations in their heart an hour a day. Or a day a week. Okay? And those are not as good as the ones who do it more often. The more often you do that, the better you are. But trust me, you can't be like that 24/7. It doesn't matter what.
Well, you kind of. Prophet Muhammad was like that, though, right? Wasn't he 24/7?
No.
No. I don't think he was like
he
that 24/7.
He forgot about Allah sometimes.
Not forgot about Allah. Got busy with something. Remember that the heart has how many rooms?
Three.
How many rooms?
One.
Oh. Only one thing can be in the heart.
Allah. Food.
It's Allah or personal business. Or other business. Okay?
Doesn't blood go in your heart?
Are you serious? Business.
Okay? Do you understand me? We're not talking about the heart, the pump. We're talking the spiritual heart.
Oh,
spiritual okay. heart.
If then what would be the intention? Like, you know, giving people stuff?
For what exactly?
Like charity, like you said, not to have the intention that Allah would pay you back.
But isn't technically going to Jannah like wanting to go to Jannah an intention?
Yeah, you do things for the intention to go to Jannah.
And he doesn't want you to have an intention. He wants you to do it from the kindness of your heart. And how could you do that if you just have your mind set on
If you have two intentions, two good intentions, you can combine two good intentions. You can combine as many good intentions as you can want for doing something. Let's say, I'll just give you an example. You go to the masjid and because you want to go pray and buy milk from the supermarket on the way back. It's combined intentions, but buying milk is a good intention, and praying in the masjid is a good intention. So you combine them into one good intention is okay.
Okay.
What's not okay is to combine one bad intention with one or even more, or 100 good intentions. One bad intention will spoil the whole. For example, I'm saying, okay, I'm going to go to the masjid to show the people that are voting for me, to show the people that they are voting for me that I pray in the masjid. And then after that, I go to the supermarket and buy milk. Okay, so going to the masjid to show people, or to show off people, this is bad. Buying milk is good. Can you combine good and bad?
What if I'm
bad
will, negative.
Yeah, the bad will override the good.
But then double negatives will be good.
So bottom line here, you can see that. You can see now the spiritual motivations that come into your heart. And then what are the spiritual viruses?
Spiritual
viruses.
Bad movies about
spiritual viruses. Think what are the spiritual viruses in your... Give me examples of spiritual viruses.
Bad intentions. Bad movies.
Yeah, go over there so that you can start from the beginning of the board. Okay. Did you think of something?
Watching bad movies.
The virus itself. That's not that's not what causes the virus.
Bad
movies is something that causes the virus to happen, to take place.
Bad intention.
To causes the disease.
Not having Allah in your heart.
Yeah, that's another thing. But what is the actual virus itself?
Shaitan.
Bad intention.
Letting shaitan.
No.
Exactly. Shaitan is one spiritual virus.
I don't guess that.
Do you have another one in mind?
This is the obvious.
How about evil temptations?
Bad intentions.
Bad intentions.
Even.
This is a result of something, yes? Yeah. But don't disappear. Evil temptation. And number three, think of it. Lower desires. Lower desires. That's another spiritual virus.
What's that?
Spiritual virus. And then... like lower desires, like hungry, I want to fill my tummy. Like these animal desires. The animal desires. And Allah has given us the ability to fulfill these desires in halal. If we fulfill them in halal, perfect. If we fulfill them in haram, then this is when you get in trouble. Okay? And then lower desires. And then four would be...
There's four. There's more of these in our good ones.
Love of pleasure. Love of pleasures. Love of pleasures. Or love of life pleasures. Love of life pleasures. And also... So... give me an example about, let's start one by one. Give me an example about an evil temptation.
Oh, I know.
Huh?
So there's cheating. So somebody comes and you know, like your sister comes and, hey, you want to grab something? Like, hey, isn't that bad? Like, no, it's not. And then she's like, she has an evil temptation.
Cheating on a test.
Cheating in a test. A temptation of cheating. Why? Because you're lazy, you didn't do your work, you want to succeed. Even though you're not qualified, so you cheat on your test. Okay, what else?
I teach you a little bit of
cheating yesterday. What about love of pleasures in a movie?
Love of life pleasures?
And run away
of pain.
You cheat people saying that you gave zakat.
Love of life pleasures and run away from pain. Huh?
Temptations
to backbite. How about the temptation that caused the first crime ever committed on earth? Temptation of what?
Run away from.
We're talking about after Adam and Eve came down to earth.
Oh, before that?
I'm sorry. Was it the first
after
evil
that? The temptation that caused the first crime, human crime.
The two sons of Adam.
The fruit. Yeah.
It wasn't because of some wife thingy.
Yeah, but what is it? Temptation called temptation of?
Temptation of wife.
Huh? Jealousy. Jealousy. That caused Qabil to kill his brother, Habib.
Oh, you said Adam and Eve.
I said Adam. After Adam and Eve came down.
That's the first.
Oh, Adam.
But you got the idea. Okay, now, how about love of life pleasures?
Games.
Okay,
video games, soccer.
Love to own.
To have fun.
Love to own beautiful homes.
Just to have fun.
Even
go to
if
great college.
Even if they come from unlawful sources.
The American dream.
What?
Love of the American dream.
What?
Well, as long as we're talking about the love that leads you to commit haram.
Okay.
Yeah,
the love that makes you steal. The love that makes you
that kind of is
cheat.
Because like you want to have a big house, go to college. Some people, they steal something.
Now, how do you know if you have an evil thought? Shaitan's job is to bring you evil thoughts. To play with your emotions and bring you evil thoughts. Shaitan brings you evil thoughts at the right time. For example, you are fighting with your brother. Shaitan will bring you an evil thought of jealousy, ego, all these evil thoughts. So the Shaitan wants you to develop
bad thing. Bad
to develop thing. On them. To develop on them. Develop a crime on them.
Okay.
You see, just like making a brother, killing his own brother. What would make a brother carry a rock?
Greed.
Carry a rock and smash the head of his other brother.
Ooh, that got hurt. Did it break?
That's not a human.
No.
That's a monster. So who made that human a monster?
Shaitan.
By inspiring him with the temptation of?
Jealousy.
Jealousy. Temptation of jealousy. Okay? All right. Now, the shaitan provides... shaitan provides treatment. Regarding the Quran provides treatment. Regarding the shaitan as a spiritual virus. Shaitan as a spiritual virus. As what?
Spiritual virus.
What did Allah provide in the Quran? What kind of medication Allah provided in the Quran? Yes, is like asking, reminding you to always ask Allah's protection against the shaitan and his evil plans, right?
Right.
What else in the Quran?
Other duas. Like, you said that spitting.
What?
Spitting to the left.
Oh, no, the other thing that that Allah has provided is provided warnings. Allah warned us in the Quran in so many places. Oh, you people, shaitan is your clear enemy. Oh, you people, don't follow the footsteps of the shaitan. Oh, you people, if you follow his footsteps, he will lead you astray. Oh, you people, oh, you people, oh, you people.
Oh, people, oh, people.
Like that.
Oh,
you people. So, like that.
Allah gave us warnings about bad things of shaitan, yeah.
Yeah. No, Allah also, in the Day of Judgment, one of the things that really touched my heart as a treatment for the shaitan inspirations is that Allah told us a story about the shaitan in the hellfire giving a speech to the people who are in hellfire. So the people in hellfire keep cursing him and throwing rocks at him, and they are so mad at him. You are the reason we're here. You took us, you led us astray. You, it's because of you, 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 you. And they blame, they keep blaming him and hitting him. So he tells them a speech. Allah mentioned that speech in the Quran.
About?
He tells them, "Inna Allah qad wa'adakum wa'ad al-haq." Allah has given you a true promise. True, valid promise of Jannah. Wa wa'adtukum fa'akhlaftukum. And I gave you a fake promise.
You should be one of those imams at the Friday.
Just hold on. And I gave you a fake promise. So what did you do? You listened to
the fake promise.
The shaitan. Okay. You listened to me and to my fake promises. And you ignores Allah's true, genuine promises. And I had absolutely, look at this. Shaitan says, and I have absolutely had no control over you. I absolutely had no control over you.
No.
The only thing I was able to do is to invite you
to have a dark side.
Invite you to evil.
Invite you to hell.
And it was up to you. It was up to you to
go to hell.
To accept my invitation.
Yeah.
To accept my invitation. So don't blame me. Blame yourselves. You are the ones who made the choices. You are the ones who decided to accept. You are the ones who decided to give the blind eye to the promises, true promises of Allah. Okay? To the true promises of Allah. And ignore my... and accepted my promises. You ignored the promises of Allah, accepted my promises. So don't blame me. I'm not going to help you. And you're not going to be able to help me. So basically, and then he says at the end, I was a kafir of what you have done before. Like, I did not believe in the things that you have done. I was disbeliever of the things that you have done. You know what I'm saying by I was disbeliever? It means that I knew that these things are wrong. I knew it. They were wrong. But you were stupid enough not to realize that on your own. Okay? And then at the end, we are all here. So stop blaming me and get out of my way. Get out of my face. I mean, I don't want... It's miserable already. Get out of my face. And then there is another hadith about the shaitan speech in the hellfire. That Allah gave you true promises. I gave you fake promises. You followed my fake promises and you ignored the promises of Allah. I had no control over you. I was only able to invite you, and you accepted my invitation.
Okay.
Okay. There's also hadith about the hellfire being surrounded by temptations. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannah, created what?
Jannah.
So he brought Jibreel, and he said, "Ya Jibreel, go take a look." So Jibreel went to look at the Jannah, and he came, "Wow, wow, Ya Allah, such an adorable place."
And then he's like,
"I don't think, I don't think any human will hear about this place without working so hard, so hard, to be in this place. To be in this place, okay."
It would be nice if that door opened to Jannah.
So then Allah said, "Okay, I am surrounding this Jannah with homeworks and assignments. Homework that I give, like from obligations. I am surrounding Jannah with obligations. With what?
Obligations."
So go take a look. So Jibreel went and looked at the obligations surrounding Jannah. He came back and said, "Ya Allah, these obligations are so hard. Nobody would be able to make it to Jannah." And then he sent him to see the hellfire after that. So he went, saw the hellfire, and he came back shivering. "Ya Allah, I don't think any human being will hear about this hellfire without working very hard to escape from it. It's an awful place. It's an unbelievably miserable place.
Even angels can't fly out of there alive."
So Allah said, I'm going to surround it with temptations. With temptations. So he went and looked at the hellfire, surrounded by all kinds of temptations and attractions. They came back and said, "Ya Allah, I don't think anybody would escape that. These temptations and attractions are so strong that I don't think anybody would be able to make it away from this hellfire, to protect him or herself from this hellfire." You got this part right? You understand now?
Yes.
So, yes. Okay, so inshallah, I'll see you next week.
Yes.
Salaam alaikum. خلاص you can go.